the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you control your genes, help take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, the purveyor of moving this show along, moving this show through, and you, to reach the show today, you reach us by calling or emailing udocs.com, youdocs at gmail.com. Link us up on Radio MD, on the great website that allows you to pick a show, listen to it online, or you may listen at any time by listening back on certain segments recorded. And also on iHeartRadio. Go to the iHeartRadio app and download the app, or use it on the web. Click talk in the main menu and search for the users. Click talk in the main menu and then search for click, and you're there. Search for you, the Owner's Manual, and click up the radio show. Dr. Mike, it's going to be a very interesting day, you know, highlighted by topics that are pretty interesting and pretty much linked to the medical news of the week. So this should be a pretty interesting conversation over the next 2 hours.
Well, I hope so, Joe. And the fun of it is, as you know, I get to read about 50 articles a week on Thursday and Friday nights to pick the best ones for the show. There were a lot of really good ones for this show, so I'm enthusiastic about it. And the first one was a very interesting one on, and we'll get to Joan Rivers and why she died and what you can do to prevent that for yourself too. But there are a ton of interesting stories about what you should do, about salt in your diet, about other things, about small things that make a huge difference in how long and how well you live.
Guest segment is always 35 past the hour. Who's checking in today then?
It's Dr. Fiona Gupta, who's an expert from the Hackensack University Medical Center, talking about Parkinson's disease and early warning signs of Parkinson's disease. There's no book associated with it. She's just coming on to tell us information about Parkinson's disease. And this really highlights, you know, Robin Williams died of Parkinson's disease. That is, he had Parkinson's disease and committed suicide, presumably because he was getting depressed with Parkinson's disease, or maybe because he was worried about it or worried about his finances. But in any case, this was a interesting story that started with Parkinson's disease.
We'll get to her in a second. Foods that decrease glaucoma. What are the foods that help decrease those problems?
Well, this is a fascinating story. Glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness among adults. And if you look at under the age of 65, it way overcomes age-related macular degeneration. Age-related macular degeneration is what happens over the age of 65. The disease of glaucoma involves an increase in pressure in your eye, which distorts the shape of your eyeball, damaging the lens, and resulting in pressure on your optic nerve. That's the nerve in the retina that relays all the information to your brain. And many people go blind because it's a very subtle way. It affects the far parts or the distant parts before it affects the central retina. And so you lose peripheral vision, and you can account for it by moving your eye, and so you don't notice it as much unless you see a doctor regularly. And so one of the things that you should do is regularly see a physician to make sure that your pressure's in your eye. According to large population studies, though, there have been a lot of data that say maybe some foods prevent it. And so the Spanish study, this is a Spanish study looking at a huge number of people. The number, I think it was over 400,000. And they said these are the things, there's 7 points for reducing your glaucoma risk. One, consume abundant amounts of colorful fruit and vegetables. Well, that's the same thing as you should do for the rest of your health. Two, avoid high intake of salt in patients who have glaucoma. So high salt intake raises the pressure in the bulb of your eye, in that part of your eye, and so that's especially important if you are at risk for glaucoma, if you will. So that's a key point in what you should do, avoiding the high intake of salt if you have it. Refrain from high-calorie diets to avoid an increase in body fat. So what they want you to do is go to a low-carb diet. Consider eating fish or nuts rich in omega-3 fatty acids. So omega-3 fatty acids decrease age-related macular degeneration, while they apparently decrease glaucoma as well. Avoid drinking large amounts of liquid in a single take. So drink small amounts through the course of the day. Now, this one you're going to like, Joe.
Okay.
Consume moderate amounts of red wine, black chocolate, and green tea, all of which decrease the pressure in your eye. That is red wine, black chocolate, and green tea. Avoid coffee and caffeinated beverages. And, if you will, it was the saying of Hippocrates, whatever it is, 7 centuries ago or even more, when he's the father of modern medicine, he said, let your food be your medicine. So those 7 points are important in what you should do.
What are some early signs that you may be on that road to glaucoma?
Well, it's very tough, because what you have to do is you have to use a scale that looks at your fields. The earliest sign is you're not seeing things well, or you have to change glasses frequently, or your vision has changed and changes. So it's tough to do this without getting your yearly pressure measurements. So one of the things you should get every year is your glaucoma pressure or your eye pressure measured.
So can you, when you try to bring it down, is it easy to alleviate it? And if it's not, then what are the options?
Well, the ways of bringing it down are normalizing your blood pressure and then doing these 7 food choices, including cutting back on sodium. But and usually that in many people does it, but the key is there are glaucoma medications, both drops and systemic medications, drops you put in your eyes and systemic medications that work very well, Joe.
Okay. Is it possible to totally eradicate glaucoma altogether?
Well, you don't get rid of it, meaning you've got to keep taking the medicines, but you will have no problem from taking, that is, if you keep taking the medicines, you don't end up with a problem.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. If you have a question for Dr. Mike, he's got answers, and we have a lot of different questions along the way. If you want to ask, you may do so. We will We will be joining our guest at 35 past the hour and talk about an interesting topic that Dr. Mike will interview, and it'll be very, very interesting. This is You, the Owner's Manual with Radio MD, and You, the Doctor's Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Blooming flowers, grass, and weeds.